Europeans are sniping back at Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld after France and Germany pledged this week to work to head off war in Iraq. Rumsfeld suggested those two countries no longer speak for Europe. The tiff reflects what seems to be a deepening transatlantic rift over whether, as the Bush administration argues, force may be needed to disarm Saddam Hussein. NPR's Nick Spicer reports from Paris.
It all started with this comment on Wednesday. Donald Rumsfeld was angry about a pledge by France and Germany the day before to do everything to avoid an attack on Iraq.
You're thinking of Europe as Germany and France. I don't. I think that's old Europe.
The next day, French President Jacques Chirac and German Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder called for calm, but some of their ministers were quick on the draw. The French Environment Minister Roselyne Bachelot fired back across the Atlantic with this. Do you know what I'd like to tell Mr. Rumsfeld? Bachelot said. She would only hint at an unprintable epithet. Equally colorful was France's Defense Minister Michel Alliot-Marie. She said the following. We are no longer in prehistoric times when whoever had the biggest club would try to knock out the other guy so he could steal his mammoth skin. In Germany, Foreign Minister Joschka Fischer called on people to cool down, but in a way suggesting that comments coming out of Washington were irrational.
Mr. Rumsfeld has described the Europeans as old. Our peoples, our civilizations, and our states are indeed older than is the case in the United States. I believe we should do everything to deal with each other as sensibly and rationally as possible.
But calls for calm never work for newspapers, of course. Germany's mass circulation and usually pro-American Daily Bild let loose with its own broadside. It accused Rumsfeld of betraying the memory of the GIs who died to save the old Europe from Hitler's tyranny. Here in France, most of the dailies today made the war of words a front-page story. Even Le Figaro, the most America-friendly of the bunch. Michel Schiffre wrote today's editorial, entitled The Insult. He says he doesn't understand the rationale of the old Europe comment.
Aside from all the polemics about war on Iraq, there are, in Mr. Rumsfeld's comments, an aspect of considering countries as irrelevant because they don't fit your strategy. It's not only scornful, it's bad for your diplomacy.
There was another comment Rumsfeld made, which people here found surprising.
You're right. Germany has been a problem, and France has been a problem. But you look at vast numbers of other countries in Europe. They're not with France and Germany on this. They're with the United States.
Editorialist Schiffre says that may be the case, but it is France which has a veto on the Security Council, and Germany which holds the Council presidency next month and may try to postpone military action by calling for another weapons inspections report. Michel Schiffre adds that the old Europe flap is hardening French and German resolve.
It's crazy that after some 18 months, the global compassion, love, and feeling of togetherness caused by the tragedy in New York has largely disappeared, and it's been replaced by feelings of reluctance and hesitation about President Bush's plans. People here are astonished and just don't understand.
The latest opinion polls in France show opposition to war shooting up 10 points since the start of the month. Now, some three-quarters of people are against. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.